Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, there we go. Oh, come on. All right, looks like we're live. My.
Hello, Blog Talk.
Hello, Blog
Merry
Talk
Christmas
Radio.
Eve.
Hello, community of faith in the Facebook Live. Welcome to Christmas, caroling, communion, cookies, and coffee.
Hallelujah.
I got my cookie. Dan and Gwen's with us. Woo!
Hi, Dan and Gwen. Merry Christmas.
They're
Eve.
The first ones here, so we get to sing with them. John Wayner. Oh, when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. I know I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Oh, when the saints come marching in. When the saints come marching in. Oh, yeah, I know I'll be in that number when the saints come marching in. Hit it, love. Merry Christmas. Good evening, COF, and Merry Christmas to everybody. God bless you, Brother Dan. You should probably be in like Moline or somewhere now, right? Delicious chocolate chip cookies.
Cookies.
Carolyn,
and what was our other?
Communion.
Carolyn and.
So.
Communion.
We're glad to have you. That's a good cook. You're not supposed to eat when you're on video.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't your mother ever teach you not to talk with your mouth full?
She wasn't talking about chocolate chip cookies.
She was talking about supper, not chocolate chip cookies. Merry Christmas, Gwen. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for being a part of our lives. We appreciate you being in it. Merry Christmas to you, Brother John Wayner. And, you know, I told everybody 45 minutes, so we got to get busy. So we got three people with us, now five. Give me seven. Who give me seven? I give me a seven, a seven, a seven. I want 9, 9, 11, 13, 45. Who give me 45, 45, 45? I need a 50. Now, somebody give us a Christmas carol to sing because that's what we're doing. Singing and then communion. Kelly Delkert's with us. Welcome, 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 Kelly. Kelly, you beat Shannon and Mike. So when they show up, just go nanny, nanny, nanny. I'll never forget. That time, President Reagan said, are the cameras all off? And everybody kind of looked at him like, what are you saying, sir? He goes, no, are the cameras off? And they're like, well, yeah. And he goes, na 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 na. And he said, I've been wanting to do that at the press for a long time.
That's too funny. Hi, bloody girl. Hi, Kelly. Who else is here?
John Wayner and Brother Dan.
Hello,
so somebody give us a Christmas carol to sing, or we'll just start one ourselves.
Merry Christmas.
We already sang. We didn't sing that one yet. We'll start with We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Here we go. We're looking for Christmas carol request.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We
wish you a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Things we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings of and a Happy New Year.
We wish you
a pause on you.
I forget the pause.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you
a Merry Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Dum dum. All right, well, let's just sing. We haven't sang Jingle Bells much. Shouldn't we sing that one? Dash, 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 dash.
Are you getting worse?
I okay. thought I was.
I don't know.
All right. That's all right. Give us a key and we'll take it ourselves there. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells of bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Fun it is to ride and sing in a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingles, bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Where did it go?
Oh my God.
Well, I got word, but somebody just sang the song stupid.
Oh, no.
So then they go back to, oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Woo!
I want to do It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Now, I don't know if we got the music for it, but here we go. Let me get caught up here. I got the words. All right. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the five and dime. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk, the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's a sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Hey, we did it.
We even have snow here today, guys. It's
we
beautiful.
Even have snow in Tennessee.
Yeah.
So, Brother Dan, if you're coming up through here, watch the hills. Because they got about 2 inches, I think.
More in Kentucky.
More in Kentucky.
So, you can cut across farther up.
So this is a weather report coming to you from the great community of faith. Weathering station. Doing dinner. Be right back. Wow. God bless you, John, for dinner. Amen. Well, that was a couple Christmas carols. Who's got another one you want us to sing? You old little town of Bethlehem. You know, let me say this while we're getting the music. Let me just say a little bit here first. From our studies this Christmas, this season, it seems very obvious to me that Jesus was born at right about sundown because the shofar was blowing when Jesus was born. And the what? And the star was exactly where it had to be when the shofar blew. So,
wow.
Somewhere right about now, Jesus is being born. Because the sky was dim enough that the angels saw the star, I guarantee you. But the shepherds saw the star, and at the same time, the wise men saw the star.
Yeah.
Now, if you read my Christmas message to you that I sent out tonight, I was talking about the three wise men sitting around. In the fall of the year,
yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. The battles were already over. They're not going to go to war in winter because that was too difficult. So these three boys are friends. And, it's the three kings. They got friendly countries. They're safe.
Yeah.
So they're at the one guy's palace, and they're out watching the stars because that's what makes the king seem like he's smart.
Yeah.
Anyways.
He's a stargazer. Yeah.
But you got to think about it. It wasn't just one of them that saw that star. Let them be human. That's what my mom said this year. Let them be human.
Yeah.
That star and that tail went across that sky from universe to universe down through eternities. And them boys said, all right. That's not your normal star.
Yeah,
and they looked at each other and said, what are you doing? I don't know. I don't have no battles to win. We might as well take off and go see what it is. And at the same time, the three wise men, or I mean the shepherds seen it. Shofar's being blown.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
It's an amazing story. That isn't a story. It's the events of history that changed history. Anyways, let's sing this song. I'm not supposed to preach. We're only supposed to be here 45 minutes.
Well, you know what? We want to leave it open, too, if anybody wants to call in and sing a Christmas carol, like Brother Tim or Angel or John Wayner. If any of you'd like to call in and sing us a Christmas carol, we would love it.
As everybody's been saying, the boss has spoken.
Yeah.
Go and do thou likewise. Here we go. We have words in
here. What are we singing?
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning star, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God our King, and peace to men on earth. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessing of the hem. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Welcome, Brother Robert Mulderman.
Welcome,
Renee and Marshall, Lynn, all the way from North Dakota. God bless you guys. We love you. We love you.
We love
our folks wherever you are. Say hi to all of our family members that are lurking in the shadows somewhere. And you haven't signed in yet, sign in and say hi.
Get out from under the bed.
Get out from underneath the bed. Quit your hiding. Let's go. All right. Somebody got another request? So far, it's been all ours. Type in a request because we got about another 8 minutes of Christmas carols, and then we'll have communion. I'm already eating cookies. Even though that's not good to sing by. All right.
It is not. I haven't checked Blog Talk. Nobody's on Blog Talk yet.
Let's go to the Angels from the Realms of Glory. Hope you're having a Merry Christmas Day. Merry Christmas Eve Day.
Mama has pies cooking in the oven. You should smell it in here. It's wonderful.
Which one did you say?
Angels from the Realms of Glory. Anybody else have a request? Make sure you put it in. Did I hit send yet? I guess I didn't. There it is.
I was going to say, I'm not seeing it.
Ready?
Yes. Thank you, Mom. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. You who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er their flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, lead your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen the natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. That's all we have. That's all we have.
Saints before the altar bending, watching long, open. Suddenly the Lord descended in his temple.
Well, play it. We'll Pat sing it with you. That's a good one.
Before the altar bending, for come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
You know, if you think about that, whoops. That is going to be, that's the second coming. Of all the things I've thought about the second coming, I've never thought about him saying, come and worship Jesus Christ, your newborn King. But what are we going to go up there to do? The marriage supper of the Lamb. And that's going to be 7 years of worship. That's the biggest feast you ever had. Mm-hmm. 7 years of feasting? People are like, but don't we have to stop and go to work? Not no. in heaven.
Nope.
And the reality is, if we get this right here, not while we're on earth either.
Amen.
Because there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. Not that you won't work. You won't have to work for money. Can you tell we're about ready to preach? Somebody got a request. Maybe we're not live. You think we're all right? Think people can hear us?
I see you over here.
Oh, come on, you faithful.
Nobody's given us any requests.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh,
come.
Get the word.
All ye faithful. You got them?
Yep. Well, I don't have them pasted yet, but we're getting there.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and be
Communion next, because I want to get communion done, and then we're going to sing our favorite Christmas song this year, and then we'll be done. I have a feeling we have several friends that forgot that it was at 7 instead of 8.
Yeah.
But
why
since
did we do it earlier?
Just so people aren't, you know, taking up their evening. Now, while y'all are getting your Bible and your communion elements, I'm going to take another bite of a cookie.
And a drink of the coffee.
Mm-mm-mm. So somebody call in and tell us your favorite Christmas memory.
Or sing us your favorite Christmas carol. We'd love to hear you guys sing.
It's all right. It's really good. Look, you can see the chocolate chip, right? Look at them chocolate chips that's in there.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Thank God for coffee. Hopefully, your Christmas tradition is happening well for you.
We read today a most amazing, amazing Christmas story that maybe by next year, that will be our Christmas Eve, because the story is wonderful and we'd love to share it all with you right now, but we can't yet. We don't have enough time. But anyways, that's what we did with most of our day today. And then
amazing.
And then
and we watched the birds eating.
And we watched it snow in Tennessee. It was just beautiful. About, what, 1 o'clock? It started and it came down, and it's just beautiful.
Now, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. I've had my first Christmas cookie during our cookies, communion, coffee, and caroling program. We've done it all except communion, and that's next. Here we go. How many of you are enjoying my purposely focused flag?
It's very nice.
Because if it wasn't there, I would have a halo, and it was bright and shining halo.
You know what I'm thinking you're missing? You should have on an ugly Christmas sweater for this.
Lord Jesus. You might be the boss, but that is not happening.
So are we having a program tomorrow?
No, not until all ugly Christmas sweaters are put away. It's now time for communion. Rebecca Smith, welcome. Shannon Tony, welcome.
Welcome.
Just popping in. Love you. You guys missed the cookie, the coffee, and the caroling.
There will be more of all of those.
But communion is live right now. I received from the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. That the Lord, it's the Gaither's fault, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night that when he was betrayed, took the cup. No, he didn't. He took the bread. And when he had blessed it, he broke it and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work in your life until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. If you're new to us tonight, and we hope we have many new people, and we hope that many days out there in the future, you'll be watching this.
The pies are ready to come out.
Get them, Kelly, get them. Na, 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 na. You did it, Kelly. Good for you. No. Isn't it awesome that what God said through the Apostle Paul was examine yourself? Too often in the Christian life, other people have been the ones examining your life.
Yeah. Wow, isn't that the truth?
And think about how that works. You walk away from the situation saying, but they didn't see me when I did this. They didn't see me when I did that. They didn't see this. Because they don't see the whole picture. And the greatest liberation you'll ever receive as a believer is the day that you finally come to the understanding, stop judging everybody else, love them, embrace their Christian life, and rejoice with them. Because that puts us all on the same level. That doesn't make anybody a big guy or a little guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't make anybody more important or less important. That says to everybody, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you guys. And it gives us the ability to love everybody, no matter what nation, no matter what tribe, no matter what tongue. It doesn't matter. We love you, and we can put ourselves in agreement with you. So as we always do, we're going to pray a prayer of self-examination, and then we'll receive these elements together. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
Every day.
Every day.
In every area.
And in every area.
According to John chapter 1.
According to John chapter 1.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me the power.
You give me the power.
To become a child of God.
To become a child of God.
And Jesus, I believe in you.
And Jesus, I believe in you.
I receive you, Jesus.
I receive you, Jesus.
And I thank you for your work in my life.
And I thank you for your work in my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
power. Understand the word of God.
Understand the
pray
word of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
live
language.
A successful life.
As
a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if you prayed that prayer from the bottom of your heart and you meant it, listen, nobody else will be able to tell whether you did or not, just you and God.
Yeah.
Transformation will happen, and people will look at you and say, well, something happened to you. You are now right with God, and you are ready to receive the communion elements with us. It is amazing. It's amazing. Right here in the notes of this program, here on Facebook Live, in the notes of the program on Blog Talk Radio, is all of my contact information, so you have the ability to get a hold of me. If there's any way that we can help you walk with God, we will do that. In Jesus' mighty name, that's our place. Now, you ready? If I keep going, I'll just start preaching. And that's not my place here tonight. We sang some Christmas carols. We had some coffee and cookies. We had kind of a quiet night tonight. But it's all right. We love every one of you. And here's the thing. This is why we got together. So that tonight, nobody would be alone anyway. And I sent the link out to a lot of people for tonight. So here we go. Ready? Bless the elements together. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
We bless these elements.
We bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I'm healed.
And by your stripes I'm healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you endured the cross, despising the shame, finished redemption's work, ascended to the right hand of the majesty of power, rule as the head of the body. And we glorify your name. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things.
And behold, all things.
Have become new.
Have become new.
In my life.
In my life.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague's got to pass over.
Every plague's got to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
We come boldly.
We come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
The throne room of grace.
Where we find grace, mercy, and help.
Where we find grace, mercy, and help.
For our assignment.
For for our assignment.
Our dominion mandate.
On this earth.
By the blood of Jesus. And the word of my testimony. I overcome. By the blood of Jesus. The accuser of the brethren. Is cast down forever. And there's no more condemnation. In my life. My conscience is purged. My robes are made white. And I will always be. The glorious church. Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive the juice together. In the name of Jesus. Now, we have our favorite. Hey, Julian Vamala is here.
Hello, Julian and Vamala.
Kelly, we call you blessed. I'm very proud of you, Kelly, for going nan-nan-nan-nan to Mike and Shannon. I'm very glad you did that. That is so amazing. You have such great courage and boldness. And thanks for being here with us tonight, Kelly. Bless you. Bless your family. Bless your Christmas.
Yes.
All you do, be careful driving out there. If you got snow, we got fresh snow here. So everybody be careful. Everybody be careful. Love you too, Kelly. Julian and Bamila, we got fresh snow just for you guys tonight. Mike Tony's going to have to go back and read the comments. So, we're going to sing our favorite worship song from this Christmas season, and that is Wonderful, Beautiful Savior. Now, at that point, I'll be finished. If some of you have come a little bit late into this and say, hold it, sing a song for me, that's fine. My time's done. All this is on your time now. So the pies are in the oven. Are they burning? All right. We don't want the pies to burn. And we got pumpkin pie cooking in the background. Look it. I got my coffee with me tonight and my holly cup. Wait, what is that? That's not holly.
It is holly, yeah.
My holly cup. All right. Wait, look it right here. I got me a big box of chocolate chip cookies. Woo! We had, just a few minutes ago, we had hot and sour Chinese soup. Woo! And crab ragoons.
Yeah.
And Mom had, we call it? Is that stuff?
Egg drop soup. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Mike. Randy Kidman. Salute to you, my brother. Salute. I love you. Yeah, I'm ready. Sing with us. Wait, did we put the words in?
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful, merciful Savior. Precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You bring the healing and strength our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger. Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. Oh, you come and we find our way. You are the ones that we praise. You are the ones we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithfully loving your own, here in our worship you find us falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You bring the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You bring the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Wow.
I love that.
Doesn't that song just get you right down in the gitter? I think it's awesome. Somebody request a song.
Or sing a song.
Or sing a song. Blog Talk Radio, we're looking. Nobody's there. The pumpkin pie is cooking. Or is it already cooked? Pumpkin pie is cooking. I think the finality of this evening here at my mom's house is going to be the Sound of Music.
Yeah.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
What is the Edelweiss? That's my favorite. I love that. It's
flower. That's the flower, yeah.
I love that.
Austrian flower, right?
Yeah, sing it.
I can't sing that. That
yes,
good.
You can.
You should know the words to the song when you start singing it, so you don't look really bad. If you want to sing a song, Rebecca, we will put you on the air and have you sing it. We would be glad for you to do that.
We would love it. We would love it. And if you want to do what with Christine, that's fine too. It's Christmas. Any singing.
It's Christmas.
Is wonderful.
Some people would say that magic is in the air. I disagree. Wait, harmony and peace is in the
Amen.
Air.
Amen. Amen.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all men is in the air.
Yeah.
And we've made all the selections so far, so pretty much we're done. Lisa Craig's with us. Welcome, Lisa. Good to have you. All the way from Tejas. You have a favorite Christmas carol you want us to sing, Lisa?
Why do I not see Elisa on my screen?
Well, because I'm special. She only shows up on my screen.
Huh. Well, that really bugs me because so many times you see people.
All right, the number's 516-387-1459. So, Elisa, it's your turn to either request a song or to sing a song on Blog Talk Radio. So one or the other, depending on where you're at tonight. So now I got to just take a pause here and cook one of my cookies here.
Angel, I think we need to call Angel and Brother Tim because both of them had said before they wanted to call in and sing on Christmas. Here, I am so happy to see you here, Elisa. And you did show up on my screen finally, so awesome.
Bronchitis, I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
We rebuke, We bind any spirit of infirmity and cast you down. And we speak health.
To your body.
Life more abundantly.
Christine Barkley.
In Jesus' name.
Health. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives inside your mortal body. No spitting chocolate chip cookies while you're praying. But don't talk about some.
We do want to hear you sing, Elisa.
Oh, we would love to have you sing.
Yes,
we'll sing with you. I'm watching Blog Talk Radio now.
And you'll either bring awe to people's hearts or a smile to their face. Either is good.
Thank you, Brother Dan. I agree with you. We will work on that bronchitis right now. Bronchitis, submit to the word of God.
Yep.
Jesus
Amen.
Is the name above every name. So bronchitis, we command you to dry up, shrivel up, die, disappear, vanish from Christine Barkley's body and supernatural life and health and strength that came when Jesus entered into this atmosphere be yours now in Jesus' name. You cannot sing, not sing. All right. Well, I was twisting your arm pretty good. I was. But I'll stop twisting. Come on, computer, just work. All right. We have another request. COVID, flu, and pneumonia are negative. Amen. I like all of those statements, but now we say the rest of this junk, get out of the lungs, the chest, and the body, and life more abundantly come to you now,
right now,
in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray it right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, well, I guess we're the ones that's going to make the last song, love.
All right. Silent Night.
I really like that song I sent everybody in the email. The Ivan Parker song. What was it? A king is coming to town. It's not good to compare yourself with someone like Ivan Parker.
We know, Christine. We've been trying. We saw Angel was going to call in. She said before that she's going to come in and sing. We haven't heard from her yet. So message her real quick and tell her to call in.
Let me just see if I can get this. Because I really like this one, and I've been trying. Oh, come on. Just give me what I'm looking. A king is coming to town. Sheet music. Are you kidding me? Mary, did you know?
Yeah, well, before she sang that with us, so she said when she called in for Christmas, what was she going to sing? Angels We Have Heard on High? Was it? Or Oh Holy Night? That's what it was. Oh Holy Night. And she might be waiting until 8 o'clock.
All right, so here's what's going to happen right now is I'm going to take a stab at this song.
All right.
Because I like this song. And while we're waiting, can you pin something, please?
Yes. Thomas. How's that? Better?
Nope.
And the unpin it. How's that? Better?
Nope. Let me try and see if I can pin it. Unpin. Well, isn't that something?
Okay, do you want me to find it
online? I found it online. I have it right here.
Oh, there you go.
But I was wanting it to post it. Alexander Reynoso.
Did someone already say
welcome,
Mary,
you brother.
You know?
Beautiful song.
Yeah,
we'll
Angel,
sing that one next. You ready?
Angel sang it for us like a week ago.
But we'll sing it again.
Okay.
All right. So find the words, the good words. Don't find some cheap, fake singer words. So we're ready for them.
Christmas.
Here we go. Shepherds were out on a hillside, watching their flocks by night, when an angel of the Lord stood before them, and their hearts were all filled with fright. The angel said, don't be afraid of me. There's a reason that God sent me down. Good tidings of joy I bring to you. A king is coming to town. Get up and go find your promise. Leave everything behind. Sorrow and mourning are over. It's celebration time. Sin will not rule any longer. God's love and grace now abound. Things aren't going to be the way that they've been anymore. Our king is coming to town. Hold it. Town. If sin has taken you captive, or sorrow has locked you in chains, you're fearful of facing tomorrow, all of the pain it may bring, let me tell you that I bring good news to you. A decree has been sent through the land. If you believe, all prisoners are free. A king has come with hope in his hand. A little bit extra words, but ready? Get up and go find your promise. Leave everything behind. Sorrow and mourning are over. It's celebration time. Sin will not rule any longer. God's love and grace now abound. Things aren't going to be the way that they've been anymore. Our king is coming to town. Sin will not rule any longer. God's love and grace now abound. Things are going to be the way that they've been. Things are going to be the way that they've been. Things are going to be the way that they've been. A king has come to your town.
Woo!
All right.
That was good. Really good.
Well, don't judge me when you go listen to Ivan tonight. All right, what's next? Mary, did
Mary,
you know?
Did you know?
All right, here we go. We're going to sing Mary, Did You Know?
Do you have music for that?
Just so everybody knows, I was done at 47 minutes. All of these extra songs are just happiness and joy because everybody's with us. Merry Christmas to us and our family. Thank you, Elisa Craig. Since I can't see the comments over there, I have to look over here. We love you too, Elisa.
Yes, we do.
And Rob and the kids.
Amen.
Here we go. We're singing Mary, Did You Know? We are singing Mary. Okay. I guess we got to look for Mary.
It's already, their words are in there.
I know, but I don't have no comments.
Here, do you want?
I got it right here.
Do you want to use mine?
You got it right here. All
right.
So, did you pin it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you unpin it?
Sure.
Can you pin it again?
Sure.
Just so everybody knows, that usually breaks loose my my comments so I can see them again. For whatever reason, it's not right now, but that's all right. Here we go. It's all right. Don't worry about it. It'll come back. Let's sing Mary, Did You Know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you see this little baby, pause. When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all? I'm in the wrong key. Mary, did you know? Hold on. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? I messed it up somehow. It's all right. Mark Lowry,
beautiful.
I'm going to watch you again, and I'm going to listen to you again, because I'm going to get how you sing this song.
You sang your own rendition a little bit, but it was beautiful.
Something has to stop after the great, the Lamb. Amen.
It was very good.
All right, here we go. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey.
And to all a good night. All right. Mike and Shannon are back. They just called in. They're going to sing a duet.
Yay.
That's awesome. Thanks for calling in, guys. We're glad you called in so you can sing a duet. I really like it when everybody gets involved, you know.
Yeah.
It makes for so much more of a beautiful time together.
Yeah, they are.
So what are you guys singing?
Are you there?
Oh, it's not plugged in. Oh, it is plugged in. Well, I got a hold of somebody, but I probably got everybody's heard enough of your voice. That's awesome. Well, it was awesome for him to call in like that.
Well, why didn't it connect?
Oh, we love you guys. Happy New Year to you too, Vimala. I have to look away, guys, because my comments aren't here. So I have to watch over here.
Now, Elisa and Rebecca both said you did a great job.
All right. Well, that's not how you end that song, and we'll figure it out tonight, I guarantee you. As they taught us in Bible college, you got to be ready to preach, pray, sing, or prophesy at any moment's notice. And that wasn't a very good job of singing. Come on, Dan, say it again. Well, let me make sure I saw everybody's post here. Well, hopefully that you get to spend the rest of your Christmas time together with your family. Everybody be safe tomorrow.
Yeah.
I wish I had my comments back. Pin and unpin something again if you would, love. Wait, let me try. Pin the comment. It didn't work. Julian and Vimala, we welcome you. We know you're already in Christmas over there.
Yeah.
God bless you guys.
Yeah,
thank you,
for
Brother Tanvir. You're probably sleeping right about now. We bless you tonight, and we just praise God for you guys and what you've done this year. May the blessing of God, that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it, be with every single one of you. In the mighty name of Jesus, and may whatever you have going this evening be filled with joy. I can do this.
Love you too, Elisa. Have a wonderful Christmas.
And thank you.
Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you, Brother Dan. wherever you are tonight. If you got to have somebody to talk to get all the way home, then give me a call. I'll talk to you. There's 10 of you on tonight. So everybody that's on with us, make sure that you click like or something so we know you're there and we can pray for you by name. Facebook has changed a lot of things. And just because you show up anymore does not mean that we actually get to see you're here. So we want to know you're here and we want to pray for you by name. He's just saying you was right.
So funny.
Hey, I just, like I said, I was done at 7:47. And I made the statement, whether they were here or not, that any songs after this is all on your time, because I was done at 7:47, 2 minutes past my 45 minutes. All right, well.
Everybody's showing up now, though.
Well, it's 8 o'clock, so everybody's showing up here.
Yeah.
So we've had a good time. We sang a bunch of Christmas carols. We missed you. You got here a little late. At least sign in and say hi and Merry Christmas to us. And because we love to see who's here and wish you all a Merry Christmas. If you haven't received from me a Christmas message yet, then pray this prayer with me.
On Facebook
or on your messenger. No weapon formed against us can prosper. None. And we win. All right, tell them we said hi, Shannon. We love you guys. Tell everybody we said hi. Give them all a big hug and a cheek kiss. In Jesus' mighty name. Time for cookies and coffee. And here at Grandma's house, it's going to be the Sound of Music. One more time. The hills are alive with the sound of music. I got her. She couldn't do the la 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 because she had a mouthful of chocolate chip cookies. All right.
And no coffee.
And no coffee to wash it down with, no. And the problem with singing with chocolate chip cookies in your mouth is you kind of spray them everywhere, and that's not very cool. All right. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
We call you blessed tonight in Jesus' mighty name. This is on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to go over there and hear it again, we'll make sure the link is put in there, and it'll be a blessing to you. The last three nights of our programs are effectively added to YouTube. So I encourage you, if you want to see them again, go back. If this is the first time you're signing in a while, you stop by to see us. Go back to the 22nd. It's on YouTube and underneath my name, Sam Cottle. And watch the night of the 22nd when the believers called in and said what they enjoy about Community of Faith. I want you to go back and sign in and listen to it. Now, on YouTube, the words are off. I edited something in Facebook that didn't turn out right, and I haven't been able to get it to match yet. But they do most of the talking, so it's not like something you can't handle. And it'll be a good, you'll enjoy the testimonies that's there. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We love you, Dan. Gwen, we love you, your families. We love all of you guys. We love sharing with you. And until we see you again, all right, which is probably going to be, what did I say?
Yeah, we'll be on our.
Well, we'll post it on the Facebook thing, Community of Faith, our next time.
It will be Saturday noon prayer.
And what is today? Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Whoever's at.
So we'll see you. You watch for them notifications. We'll post it on there when we're coming live again. If nothing else, it'll be Saturday at noon. All right. We know that. All right. All right. Merry Christmas. And wait just a minute.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
You want to come say Merry Christmas, Mom? All right. All right. The boss has spoken. And now here comes the grandma. She's going to speak. She's carrying a knife. Everybody listen. There we go.
Merry Christmas.
There we go.
Christmas.
There we go.
Blessed,
Merry Christmas.
Blessed New Year.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Till we see you again, we always say,
we
love
you,
and God loves you,
and
Jesus
is
Lord.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. The blind will see, the blind will hear, the deaf will see.
You did do a very nice job on it, love.
This is not a very
good someone thing. Can knock us on the door.
What's the password?
Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Happy New Year!
That was a good password.
Get him, man. Whitey's like chewing right off.
That's the biggest fight
that
you're gonna get is
that
one right there.
All right, man. I'm doing good. Good to see you, man.
Absolutely.
Come on in, Mom. We got your. Hold on. Jeremy? No, DJ.
Yes!
Merry Christmas, Mr.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I find it.
On his program, he had Charlie Brown Christmas over one shoulder.
Nice. And every program.
Every program.
Nice.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I can't complain. Working my butt off.
That's
right. Can't complain. Yeah, I've been working.
And you got your deer.
Yeah, I got one. Hopefully this weekend I'll be getting me another one. My buddy, he killed his first one last outing. This time we're going in deep in the Big South Fork. And we're going to be doing like a little camp hunt. Heading up Saturday. We'll probably come back like Tuesday-ish.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, but...
Dragging me down.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah, do you remember old Matt Munger?
Yep.
Yeah, me and him, we don't really get along no more because last outing... He went with us, and he shot a 5-point little baby deer. And he was like, man, I ain't going to drag this thing out. I said, brother, you're going to be dragging the deer out. Like, did that deer tell you to kill it? Then you're going to drag it out. Well, me and him ended up getting into it, and he ended up leaving. And so I drove his deer out for him and gave the meat to Hunter. He was with us, and he ain't ever killed one. But he got the meat and gave it, to his family and kept some for himself and stuff. So it went good, but yeah, me and him don't do
well. Well, I understand.
Some very hurtful things were said between the both of us, mm-hmm. But yeah. I mean, that ain't how I hunt,
No, it's
and,
not.
I should have realized something was gonna go awry though, because whenever we was going up there, we stopped at Walmart to get a couple extra food supplies and stuff, and he came walking up to the cart and tossed two things, and I was like, man, what are you doing? He had a bag of deer bait and a jug of hog bait. He's like, I just want to dump it out there. I was like, no. We ain't going out here to bait an animal to us. If you don't know how to track an animal, I mean, I could teach you, but we don't bait. I mean, because we're going into a national forest to hunt.
Yeah.
You don't – if we would have got caught with that
– Oh, yeah.
Jail time. Big
joke. Yeah,
oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. Big joke. Well, hogs bait hogs, but only on private land because they're considered nuisance animals here. So you can bait a hog, but you dang sure cannot bait a deer.
Isn't that something?
Do it in the national forest.
Yeah. And also, I mean, that's not how I hunt. You know what I mean?
No.
I like to find where
you
I
like
believe
the
there's a
real
deer.
Hunting.
Right. I'm a hunter. I'm not a baiter. If I was going to bait, I'd be going fishing.
They were over to the dam, and they saw this guy throwing out. Oh, he got a bass. He got so excited. He threw
to catch it, but he dug it up, and then he picked it up and held it up at me like, whoa!
Yeah. Now, man, if you get close to the dam, especially whenever there's, like, they got, like, one or two turbines going, you cast out with, okay, so Robert, you cross over the dam, right on your left, there's JB's Market. Underneath it, they sell live bait. And you get the medium-sized, little toughy minnows, and you go down there and cast out. At least once every five casts, you're going to catch a big old stripe down there. It's a mix between a largemouth and a smallmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're this big. That's
it's a big one.
First time I caught one, man, I was hooked it. I was reeling it in. All of a sudden, my dang gears and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
come on.
Out.
You got to love it when that happens.
So I grabbed the line, and I was just pulling it in. Finally got it up, grabbed it by the gill, and I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm on Man vs. Wild or something, holding up this fish. Oh, man, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, they got some big fish. That's actually where I caught my biggest crappie of my life, right there at that dam. 14-inch crappie, and I mean, she was every bit of this fat. I mean, she was huge. And she had eggs in her, so I mean, kind of sad she didn't get to spawn because she was a big fish. She had some big old jeans.
She's
in
been
her.
Around for
oh,
a while.
Oh, yeah. She ain't good, too, though.
Yep.
Oh, goodness. So, how y'all been?
We're doing good.
Yeah?
We're doing good.
How's the church going? It's going pretty good?
No.
No.
It's not. We've had so many people with COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of them have. I mean, I think there were four people connected with the church last week that passed away.
Oh, Lord.
So it's been really rough. But now, I've had COVID and I'm over it.
Really?
Mary's had COVID and she's over it. Yeah. Some of us are going to begin to come back and that'll help.
Yeah.
We're not a threat to anybody because we've already had it.
Right.
Really?
Do you still feel symptoms every now and again?
No. I'm... Like, no matter what I get in the winter, I always have a cough, but that's all that's left. And I do that every time. So, no, I feel good. I think I've actually come through it better than Mary did because she had all the chemotherapy and radiation when she had her cancer.
She already had a weakened immune system from that.
Yeah.